is KGMI Connects with Joe Tien, a live local show about our community and you on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham and KGMI.com.
Our topic that we begin with today might stir up some conversation. Of course, vaccines are in the news. They started to be distributed here in Washington State this week. Our first healthcare providers here in Whatcom County will receive their shots tomorrow, and I intend to be there when they are given their shots. And so we all will be faced with the option of having this eventually. That's going to take some time, it sounds like. But as the vaccinations become more available and more part of our response to the virus, to this illness, COVID-19, what will the response of society be? And can should employers or schools be able to require people to be vaccinated before they can come to work or patronize a business or go to school? And one of our local lawmakers says no, that that shouldn't be the case. And he joins us now, State Senator Doug Erickson from Ferndale. Hi, Doug.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for having me on the show today. I really appreciate it.
You bet. And you say that these organizations, so your employer, your school, should not be allowed to require you to have the shot.
Well, that's definitely how I feel. And Joe, you know, I don't view my legislation as being pro-vaccine or anti-vaccine. It's really just pro-individual freedoms, liberties, and rights that we like to have here in America. So people need to do what's right for them. But I don't think that any person should be forced to get a vaccine by the government as a condition for employment, to be able to get on public transportation, to be able to go to school and engage in activities. To me, that's a choice for the individual and not a choice for the government.
Would this apply? I'm talking about your specific legislation. Would it apply just to this coronavirus vaccine, or would it be broader than that?
Well, it could be broader, but the legislation I am specifically drafting up is just to the COVID-19 issue here in the United States. With regards to, the hype around it, and I think everybody would admit that the COVID-19 got a little bit politicized in the past year, both by Republicans and Democrats and independents and Green Party people. Everybody seemed to be politicizing it. So I think that individuals should have that right to make that decision. And my legislation is focused specifically on the COVID-19 issue.
Don't you think, though, it's similar to other illnesses that can wreak havoc if they do spread within a closed population and in a work environment, in a school environment, and schools, for one example, do require a good number of vaccinations for students to go there. With they can get exceptions in rare cases, but how is this different, I guess, than those in your mind?
Well, that's very new legislation you're talking about there, Joe, also with regards to public education and forcing our children to get shots and the exemption that parents have had in the past, which some people are trying to clamp down on. To me, I kind of see this as an extension of that, where you're seeing more and more people trying to say you have to do these things to your body in order to participate in society in certain ways. And again, that's just where I draw the line, and I'm not against vaccines. I'm not advocating people get vaccines. I'm simply saying that is the right of the individual person to make that choice based upon what they think is best for them and best for their family. You know, and I'm a 50-year-old person, and when I look at the death rates, I have about a 99.9% survival rate from the COVID-19 issue. So why should a person in that area be forced to get a vaccine when then really there is no actual statistical threat to their health and well-being?
But with this particular virus, it is very contagious. It's easily transmitted between people, and even if it might not cause present a really bad scenario for you personally, it's something that you could give to someone else if you were to be a carrier in a situation like that. We shouldn't, where does the employer's rights, where do they come in here, or a school district's rights to determine how to keep their particular workplaces or what our facilities safe.
Well, that's a pretty slippery slope when you start talking about that. I think in America we still believe in a freedom and liberty and the individual rights to make those decisions. I mean, you could easily make the case that the flu causes many deaths every year. And so am I going to require via legislation that you get a flu shot, that you can show a card before you get on an airplane, that you get on a bus, that you're eligible for public employment? What comes next? And Jill, this really isn't a partisan issue. This is not a Republican issue or a Democrat issue. It really cuts across, all political lines and all party persuasions. When people start talking about that most fundamental basic right they have to their own body and to be able to maintain it as they see fit, not as the government tells them they must inject things into it.
At this point, have you gauged support for this among your fellow lawmakers?
I think support publicly and in Olympia will be overwhelming for legislation like this, particularly in the current highly politically charged environment around the COVID vaccine. So, again, I'm not encouraging people not to take it. If people feel it's in their best interest, I urge them to do it. I believe the vaccine is safe. But I also believe that people should not be forced to do it. So I think there's huge support in the population in general and in Olympia for legislation that protects our individual rights, our liberties, and our ability to protect our own bodies against government intrusion.
State Senator Doug Erickson from Ferndale with us. Thanks so much, Doug. Appreciate your time.
Now, you betcha, Joe. Thanks so much for having me on.